American author and journalist Hal Benard once said, "Year's end is neither an end nor a beginning, but a going on, with all the wisdom that experience can instill in us." When I think back over the course of 2021, specifically about all the wonderful people I've had the pleasure of meeting with and working alongside, I feel so fortunate that I was able to listen to so many people's stories about how their life personally and professionally has changed this past year. Now, as we all enter 2022, some of you are about to leave behind a year of growth and development, while others are looking forward to moving on from an array of challenges and frustrations. And wherever you personally fall on that spectrum when reflecting on your own past year, it's been my impression that this year has really challenged all of us to expand our skills, think more creatively, and become more empathetic towards those we are closest with. That's why today I thought it would be helpful to bring on Andy Neary with Major League Mindset to discuss some simple strategies that can help all of us ensure that 2022 is a year of growth and prosperity. In this episode, Andy and I are going to speak about the issues and opportunities impacting many of you today, standing out in an increasingly commoditized industry. Now, throughout this episode, Andy is going to share practical tips that will help you refine your pitch so it resonates with your ideal audience. Andy is going to give you a number of clear and concise tips to elevate your game. So, without further ado, let's dive into my interview with Andy.
Welcome to the Beyond Insurance Podcast, a show dedicated to helping insurance industry professionals capture unrealized potential. That is what you are capable of becoming. Each episode, your host, Matt O'Neill, will bring you the leaders of this risk revolution. Thanks for joining us today. Now, let the show begin.
Hi, Andy. Thank you so much for joining us on the Beyond Insurance Podcast. How are you?
Matt, I'm doing well, man. I'm excited. This will be a fun conversation.
And I was just talking to you before we started recording. Your concepts, I think we got in touch earlier this year for resources for the Beyond Insurance Global Network partner, but your concepts align so nicely with our philosophies on being different, standing out, understanding what is the traditional insurance agent or broker doing, and how can we be different in a way that is meaningful to the customer. So I think today is going to be a perfect conversation. And for those that are listening, it is going to set you up for success in 2022, which is why we wanted to have you right on wrapping up the end of the year with our series of podcasts. But I know people may not know who you are, who Major League Mindset is. So for those that may not have heard of Andy Neary, how'd you get into the industry? What does Major League Mindset do? Give us the rundown.
Yeah. So, I'll give you 20 years in 2 minutes.
I love it.
Started my professional career in baseball. Actually, I was a professional baseball player, spent a couple seasons in the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And then when, I was released, I was invited to join a financial planning organization in Wisconsin by a family friend. So my first year and a half or so in the business world was financial retirement planning. And Scott, Matt, I sucked at it. I was sitting there going, you know, I'm 22 years old, trying to get 50 to 60 year old people to invest their money with me, and really didn't have a ton of guidance on how to do it. Plus, I didn't like sitting at kitchen tables at 6 o'clock at night. So I was told to try this insurance thing. And so it would be more business to business, daytime hours, right? So I started working for a captive insurance company, Federated Insurance. A lot of people have started their careers there. Great training. So I sold property casualty, health insurance, disability, life, estate planning, you name it. Really gravitated to health insurance because it involved a lot of educating. And just the impact you can make on a consumer's life if you give them the right advice or tips to really help them. I mean, let's fast forward to today, Matt. Mm-hmm. I don't think enough benefit advisors understand how important their job is in this country. Mm-hmm. Your advice is, in some cases, helping a business keep its doors open. And you could be helping the consumer, the employees at those companies, from going bankrupt. Because healthcare is a problem in our country. And so really, yeah, from the insurance perspective, I spent the next 15, 16 years in insurance, mainly health insurance. And then most recently, I realized that I had a weird gift for communication and understanding how to build brand messages that really attract prospects. Mm-hmm. So I had some peers ask me to help them out a couple of years ago. Didn't know I had a business at the time doing it. And before you know it, I said, wait, this is a problem industry-wide. Mm-hmm. Not enough advisors, not enough agencies know how to tell a story that resonates and connects with the right prospects. And lo and behold, Major League Mindset or Complete Game Consulting was born. And today I spend 100% of my time coaching and consulting with advisors and agencies who want to attract the right prospects with the right marketing message.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that's exactly what the basis of today's conversation is going to be all about. And I think you would agree that Beyond Insurance's research has shown that the perception of the agent or broker, that there's very little differentiation between agent A, agent B, right? And that really has commoditized, unfortunately, our industry. So from your perspective, what can an agent do to really become crystal clear about who they're serving? Because I think just even understanding that you can't be all things to all people can add a ton of value. So do you have any insights on how someone might just have a better understanding of who is the right audience for them?
Yes. And I want to go back to what you said earlier. Every advisor in the insurance industry faces the same villain. Every story has a villain, right? The villain mm-hmm. in this case is commoditization. You think you're different, but your prospects don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you stand out? Well, number one, it is getting crystal clear on who your target prospect is. One thing I see in our industry, Matt, is when we all got in, whenever that was, you were taught to go get all revenue.
Mm-hmm.
See prospect, sell prospect, bring revenue in. And I would tell you, most people don't have clarity on who they're going after. The best way to do it is sit down and look at who your favorite clients are today. List out your top 2-3 favorite clients and tell me why. The one thing you can't say about it though, is that they are my favorite because I make the most money on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right answer, but I want you to sit down and go, okay, what is it about that client that I love working with? Is it, you know, the industry they're in, the size of the company, the position of the person? Is it CFO, CEO, HR director? And then list out their personality traits. You know, when you interact with them, why do you like interacting with them? Because at the end of the day, Matt, here's the punchline. It's because that client lets you do your best work. Let them be the person you love being. So why not go build a book of business of people like that versus thinking you have to go get all revenue and then unfortunately you're bringing in clients that are not a good fit, which then creates dissension within your organization. Your account managers are upset at you and all that. I've been there, done that. So start by figuring out who your favorite clients are today, list out the traits, the characteristics, and then go find those same prospects.
And what a simple exercise for you to do, especially as you begin to think about planning for 2022 to get a quiet space. I could see you doing a nice Saturday afternoon, really think about those people that you really enjoy picking up the phone and working with or going out and visiting or knowing that you can make a big impact on them, their personal life, or their business. So we have an understanding of who that picture perfect client is. Now we want to go out and find more of that profile client. So we're going to have to tell a compelling story. And we know that many agents are really going in and telling essentially the same story, right? I have these types of markets. I have these types of products. You know, our people are more efficient or faster. Do you have any recommendations for that person who really wants to craft that story that is appealing to the prospect now?
Yeah. And I want to preface this by saying I didn't create any of this. This has all been I found all this just through my own research reading. Mm-hmm. You know, I've mentioned the book several times in the calls, Matt. If you want to go read one of the best marketing books ever written, go read Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. He lays out the most simple version of how to tell a story that I've ever seen. And so when you think about how do I craft a message that's going to attract my prospects, the right prospects, there's three questions you've got to answer really clearly. What problem do you solve? What process do you use to solve it? So how does your product solve it? And then what is the result your product creates? So you have to understand first and foremost, what problem you solve. I think too many insurance agencies and advisors, Matt, spend all the time on the product and the results it creates
mm-hmm.
versus you should be spending an equal amount of time talking about the frustrations your prospects are dealing with, why they're not winning, what's happening inside them, the doubt, the hopelessness, the frustration, the anxiety. If you spend that the same amount of time focusing on the problem as you do what your product does, you will resonate with more people. Here's a great great example, Matt. I keep wanting to say Scott. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. If I can announce Scott at us, I'm totally fine with that. So, yep.
When I used to give keynote talks, and most of my keynote talks, I start by talking about my pro baseball career because I think it provides good analogies to why I'm on stage. I would spend most of my time talking about more the success of playing pro baseball, the fun and how much I enjoyed it. But then I realized when the talks were done, I wouldn't have a lot of people come up and say, "Hey, that was an awesome talk," or "Holy cow, we want to connect." Because what I realized is there wasn't a single person in that room who actually played pro baseball. So they couldn't resonate with the story.
Interesting.
But when I switched it, I'll never forget this. This was 2018, I believe. I had a keynote talk in Nebraska and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go on stage and I'm going to talk about why I failed in pro baseball. I failed because I feared comparison, judgment, and failure. And guess what? Everybody deals with that. So I gave the talk. And for the first time in my speaking career, Matt, I had people hugging me afterwards.
Wow.
That's what your message should do. When you focus so much on the success and the solution, it's hard for people to resonate. But if you spend an equal amount of time talking about the frustrations, the emotions they're going through, because we've all gone through them, now you're going to get them emotionally. And remember, people buy an emotion, they back it up with logic. So you got to focus your message on the emotion, the frustrations, the problems, the struggles, and you will sell a lot more of your product.
So can we go a little deeper into this? Because I'm thinking if I'm an agent listening to this today, and perhaps I have spent a majority of my career, whether that's 6 months or 25 years, going out and talking about the products, the services, the solutions, what I can do for you, because I know a lot of agents that feel like they get that one shot in that first meeting to product dump everything they have. That's what's going to make them feel special. And what you're challenging them to do is really transform the conversation to make it all about the emotions that the prospect is going through on a day-to-day basis that keeps them awake at night. So if I'm an agent, how can I learn about that? Would I talk to clients? Would I talk to prospects? Is there some sort of research or is it experience? Like, what are your thoughts? What's the best way to really make sure that the message I'm going to present actually hits the emotions that they're
That's doing? a really good question that I'll reply with. Here's some questions to ask. And
I love it.
I take these questions from a gentleman who's been a bit of a mentor of mine in the insurance industry. His name is Steve Napolitan. And he gave such good advice. And I didn't realize how much it actually played into my coaching. The four questions you should always ask a prospect, and you should ask your clients this too, is number one, what is your goal today? Mm-hmm. Outside, regardless of what I'm trying to sell you, what's your business? What's the goal of your business today? And then that should be followed up with what would it mean to achieve it? And I'll explain why these questions are important here. Then you ask them, okay, what is the one challenge keeping you from hitting the goal? And how is that challenge impacting you in the business right now? Mm-hmm. Well, what we just did, Matt, in those four questions is we asked what their goal was, what the destination is that they'd like to get to, why they can't get there, AKA the problem, and how are they failing today because of it? Those are four very important pieces of telling a story. And so when you think about how to start crafting a story that really connects with your prospective audience, start there. What's your problem? What would it mean to achieve it? Why can't you achieve it right now? And how is it affecting you? Because in the story arc, Donald Miller talks about this in the book, Building a Story Brand. Every story goes like this. There's a hero who has a goal, but has a challenge. And therefore they're failing. So they need a guide with a plan to have success. Mm-hmm. Well, if you just ask those four questions, what did you get? The goal, the problem, the failure, and what they want for success. Your job now is just to pit your product. How does my solution fit into that story to help them get the success they want? And to your point, you have to focus as much time on telling that story of the problems and the failures as you do the product and the success.
I love it. And that also will allow the agent, instead of going in and rattling off 7 or 8 different services, they'll be able to just relay the information that's necessary for the business owner to be more productive, save more time, protect their employees more, whatever that's problem or that the business owner is facing. So you're not just going in and just rattling off all this different
stuff. Here's a great example. I'll give an actual real life example, Scott. Scott, I did it again. Good Lord.
Again,
this is,
I am not mad about
this. This is Monday and I'm butchering this right now.
I'm not mad about it at all.
Let's imagine, now I come from the benefit space, right? Mm-hmm. Let's imagine you're sitting in front of CFO right now and you're trying to figure out what his or her goal and problem. Let's say you haven't had a conversation with them yet, but how do you go deep? Yep. Do you think the CFO comes to work today to say, every day to say, I want to fix my health insurance problem? No, they don't. What is their goal though as a CFO? They need to find new revenue, grow revenue. They need to control expenses and find good talent. Mm-hmm. Well, what would happen if they can't? Well, they're not going to grow financially. It could very well be that their expenses outweigh their revenue. And if that starts to happen, what really starts playing with that CFO? Well, doubt, hopelessness, lack of confidence. And if it keeps up, what's going to ultimately happen? They could lose their job. Now we're starting to tell a story. Mm-hmm. See, if we don't spend enough time talking about what could happen if the problem they're faced with isn't fixed. So if that CFO's job is to find revenue, I have to find revenue right now. The problem is we're living in a lot of uncertainty, and a lot of unpredictability these days. Now you go, okay, how can my solution fit into that story? Well, wait, I think I have some solutions to help that CFO reduce his or her health insurance expenses. What would that do? If I can help them reduce expenses, there's some found revenue. So you got to tell a much broader story versus coming in and doing what so many do, to your point, Matt, mm-hmm. product puke. Mm-hmm. If the CFO or the CEO you're talking to cannot connect your product to their real goal, they're not going to buy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I know you are referencing, because this will actually tie into sort of the next thing that I want to talk about is this unique program that you have coming up in the beginning of the year. But if you're listening and you are if you're a PNC agent, this applies to you as well, right? Like this is not just a benefits related subject. Going in and understanding that you can manage and mitigate risks beyond just transferring, you might choose to reduce it, to retain it, or even avoid it altogether. Just those three solutions, when you uncover these risks in a business, can make the organization more profitable as well, because you're giving them solutions that isn't just financing the risk through an insurance carrier, but you're making.
Think about what you just said though there, Matt, with property casualty, you know, and I'm not a property casualty expert. I sold it a decade ago. but what's going on in the eyes of a CEO and a CFO right now? Talk about supply chain issues, unpredictability of revenue, unpredictability or uncertainty of certain, what new risk is going to rear its ugly head in my business tomorrow? Mm-hmm. How can your solutions as a property casualty agent start helping them sleep at night knowing those things are protected? Where again, it's so easy for a PNC agent to get caught in the game of blocking markets,
yep.
quoting, being first to quote to a market. Don't play that game anymore. Have a real business conversation with that person you're trying to do business with, because they're facing a lot of challenges today. We all are. Figure out how your solutions are going to help them overcome today's challenges to create tomorrow's success.
Absolutely. And this goes back, I mean, this is how you get to trusted advisor status. And it goes back to pretty much what you kicked this conversation off with. Your ability to tie your solutions to problems that they're having reduces the likelihood that claim is going to even happen in the first place. And so as an agent, you may never really understand the lives you're saving, the productivity that you're impacting, because you're almost like a superhero, right? You're stopping it before it even happens. And I think that's really where the value is as an insurance agent or broker, or as a risk consultant, It's knowing that your value comes in before a claim occurs, because God forbid you have to go through a claims scenario. If it is severe, that claims process may never put that individual's life back together, unfortunately. So that's why I think this is so important, and why you're, as I said, your concepts just are in so in sync with what Beyond Insurance is trying to do when it comes to impacting the industry.
Well, and one more thing, Scott. Yeah. Scott.
I love it. I'm telling you, I'm not mad about it at all.
Matt, for some reason, Scott is rolling off the tongue quicker than Matt these
days. It's all right. People have called me worse. So
Think about the businesses right now from Arkansas, Missouri to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. We're doing this interview on Monday, December 13th, mm-hmm. The tornadoes that went through that area over the last couple days. How many businesses have been turned upside down? Mm-hmm. But hopefully they had the right advisor that was helping them protect those risks, so that even though their building literally may not be standing anymore, they know everything is going to be taken care of from a financial perspective.
Exactly.
It's going back to what I said earlier, Matt, you have to understand how important your job is. Mm-hmm. You're not just there to sell product and make commission. What you do, whether it's on the property casualty or the benefit side, can literally save or change lives. Mm-hmm. Now go pair that with a powerful story, man, your business is going to grow exponentially.
Absolutely. That's a home run, as you would say.
My job was to give them, to prevent them from happening.
Prevent it. I know. Okay. So let's talk about something that's really cool. You and I have been talking about this workshop that you have coming up next year. What I like about this is you're really giving a roadmap for benefit agents to understand this entire philosophy that you just spoke about with me on this podcast. So go a little deeper, because I know a little bit about it, but obviously you're the expert in this workshop area. So what's going on?
First, thank you for letting me even talk about it. So the Broker Branding Academy, it starts on January 19th. It is a 12-week workshop designed for benefit advisors who are looking to create a prospecting and marketing strategy that is going to allow them to sustain a full pipeline over a long period of time. I think one of the challenges many advisors have in our industry, Matt, is they fill a pipeline, they get all excited, right? But then they spend all that time on that pipeline, never continuously backfilling it. And so they get through that pipeline. Let's say they win 20, 30% of those opportunities, but before they know it, they're staring at an empty pipeline. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to take 90 to 120 days to fill it again. What if you could keep it filled all the time? So as you are focusing on those that are close to going the goal line, you're still filling it on the backside with good opportunities. So that's what the Broker Branding Academy is. I'm excited because just Friday I finished the workbook that every enrollee is going to get. And it is a 65-page piece of gold. I'm going to say literally everything that I've built over the last 7 years, Matt, mm-hmm. put in a workbook from start to finish, from what's your brand, the client prospect's brand identity, to what's the message, how are you going to share that message far and wide? And then when you get the opportunities, how are you going to put yourself in the best position to win? A to Z playbook. And so that alone, in my opinion, is worth the investment. And so I'm going to teach through that workbook over 12 weeks. And it's an unbelievable opportunity for benefit advisors to get miles ahead of the competition, because here's the deal. You know this, Matt. When it comes to the insurance industry at large with marketing and messaging, we're still a little behind.
Putting it in light.
I'm trying to be politically correct here. But for the advisor who wants to look different, wants to create a little prospecting marketing machine, they're going to put themselves miles ahead of every competitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I continue to say there's other service-based industries. You look at real estate, travel, even car dealerships, right? They're really understanding the value of 21st century marketing and the power of digital marketing and social media. So, and to, like you said, I believe one of the number one issues agents have today is not a full enough pipeline. And when that pipeline becomes dry, you start working on those accounts that don't fit you or your agency's appetite. And that's when you start having those problems. So this makes all the sense in the world to me. So if someone wants to learn more, I have one more question following this, but if someone wants to learn more about the academy, or just wants to get in touch with you because maybe your message resonates and they just want to see like, what is Major League Mindset? Like how would someone do that?
Yeah. Number one, let's connect on LinkedIn if we're not already. I'm on LinkedIn every day. Number two, shoot me a message, text message. My cell phone number is 414-403-8383. Or send me an email. Now, this is a little long. It's andy@majorleaguemindset.com with hyphens between major and league and mindset. Okay. So yeah, feel free to reach out, learn more. As of today, December 13th, we're half full. So there's about 10 seats left. So if anybody would be interested here, I'll finish it by saying this, Matt, it's a thought I wanted to get out there. When you and I got in the industry, I don't know how long you've been in, we were taught really one strategy to prospect, right? Pick up that phone and just keep dialing and smiling. The challenge with that, and if for those out there who have built a big business doing that alone, kudos. I am not a good cold caller. But what I realized is with each phone call, I could only call one person at a time. And often I was trying to call somebody who has no idea who I am, right? Well, I refer to that as linear awareness. I can get my message out in front of one person at a time. It's just like sending an email out to a prospect, a cold email. Well, what if I could get my message in front of tens, hundreds, even thousands of people at once? Well, that's what social media allows you to do. LinkedIn, public speaking, webinars, good email campaigns. These are all ways we can create exponential awareness that we couldn't really do 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's what the game is about today, Matt, is how does an advisor create exponential awareness for them, for their agency to bring the right prospects in? That is what the Academy is going to be about, teaching exponential awareness.
I love it. So my last question as we wrap up, and again, thank you so much for adding so much value. And this is such a great way. You gave so many, let's call it low-hanging fruit opportunities for an agent or broker to really set themselves up for success in 2022. If someone's listening today and they say, I get it. I like Andy's message. They're going to have 2 minutes left in this podcast episode. They get off. What is the first thing or the next thing they should do to really begin moving the ball in the right direction from your perspective?
Awesome question. I would say sit down, number one, and figure out what your brand is. Ask yourself this question. If there was a room full of your favorite clients and ideal prospects, what do you want them saying about you? More importantly, you as the human, not you as the subject matter expert, you as Matt O'Neill, Andy Neary, what do you want them to say? Because your job then is to show up as that person. I don't know about you, Matt. I spent way too many years trying to be other people to win business in this industry. That is not a way to have fun. And so number one, figure out what your brand is. And then number two, do the exercise we talked about earlier. Sit down, go, who am I going after next year? Start with who is my favorite client today? Why are they my favorite client today? And then figure out what brand message you can craft to go find more of them. What problem you solve? What's your process for solving it? What is the result that process creates? You do those three exercises, Matt. You are going to start 2022 off with a bang.
Awesome. This has been gold. Andy, thank you again so much for joining us and giving so much value to our network of agents.
Thank you. And Matt, I owe you a huge apology by calling you Scott at least five times.
I told you. I mean,
talk about messing up the brand message. Yeah. How about calling the person by the wrong name?
calling me an icon in this industry is not a bad thing at all. So I am honored that I got to be Scott Addis for 30 minutes. So don't worry. The pleasure was mine. So thank you so much, Andy.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
Take it easy.
Well, there you have it. Andy, thank you so much again for joining us on today's episode. One of the biggest things that I took away from today's program from listening to Andy talk about how to differentiate yourself is you really have to have a clear understanding of who your ideal prospect is. You can't be all things to all people. Otherwise, you will just seem like another fish in the barrel. Understanding who your ideal prospect is, and then understanding what are those issues that are keeping them awake at night or holding them back from being as productive as possible when they go into the office each and every day can really help you change the story you're telling when you sit down with that executive in your next meeting. I hope you got a lot of value out of today's program. I hope you all have a very wonderful and very safe holiday season, and I will see you in the new year.
Thanks for joining us on the Beyond Insurance podcast. Make sure to visit our website, beyondinsurance.com, where you can subscribe to this show using your favorite podcasting platform. While you're there, consider assessing your unrealized growth potential using one of our free self-assessments designed to help you maximize your performance. If you found this episode valuable, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to tune in next time. And remember, your success comes when you maximize your potential through process thinking and process improvement.